With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. New Year's in the Eastern Time Zone. The ball dropped just on schedule in New York City. No major problems with protesters who had plagued the Big Apple recently, blocking streets and tying up traffic. Meanwhile, a new year and new threats from the head of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggests he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, migrant crossings at the U.S. southern border reportedly break record for monthly encounters as President Biden's administration talks amnesty with Mexico.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu Saturday said the war in Gaza will continue for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire. SRN News. Life getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. However, both sides expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like one in Idaho that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. This is SRN News. China will ease visa restrictions for people visiting from the United States.
Starting January 1st, American tourists can visit the country without submitting round-trip air tickets, proof of hotel reservations, itineraries, or invitations to China. The move is the latest effort by China to attract foreign travelers since reopening its borders earlier this year. Last month, the country announced it would allow visa-free entry for citizens of five European countries and Malaysia for up to 15 days. Rich Thomason reporting.
Boeing urging immediate inspections of their 737 MAX airplanes because of a possible loose bolt under the rudder control system. FAA said it was closely monitoring Boeing's 737 MAX targeted inspections and will consider additional action based on any further discovery of loose or missing hardware. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.